G'day and welcome to our Easter 2017 series. We've just seen Jesus rise from the dead. Wow! Going on further from that, Jesus' resurrection is the catalyst for the mission of the church, beginning with the disciples and then down throughout history. Jesus' mission to earth is coming to an end, and shortly he will be returning to the right hand of God the Father. Before he does so, though, he has some more words to say, some final words to say to his disciples. Throughout the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' authority is a major theme. Where Matthew records Jesus doing miracles, this is to highlight Jesus' authority in action and not just merely in words. Matthew records Jesus' authority to forgive sins, Matthew 9 verse 6. And Jesus imparted authority to his disciples for a short time when they went on a mission in Matthew chapter 10. Now, in some of Jesus' final words before ascending back to the Father, Jesus gives in specific instructions to his followers, his disciples. Reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountains where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." After this resurrection of his, Jesus has authority. Authority over all things, all people, all circumstances and happenings, including authority over all spiritual beings, whether angels or demons. Jesus has authority over all nations, governments and rulers. Jesus has authority over all earthly and spiritual authorities. Jesus has the authority. This means, regardless of whatever we as Christian disciples face, Jesus is in ultimate control. How easy it is to forget that. I know I forget it almost daily. Therefore, as Christian disciples, as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we can be obedient to him without fear of retribution from those who would seek to harm us. We can obey him regardless of the circumstances we find ourselves in. It is a great comfort to know that Jesus is in control of everything. Through his death on the cross and his rising again from the dead, Jesus has conquered all enemies, sin, death, the devil, vanquished, beaten. And people often confuse authority with authoritarian. Authoritarian means severe, rigidity, and a dictator. None of these applies to Jesus Christ. We, as humans, have been given a free will. But as his disciples, his followers, as Christians today in the 21st century, we should choose to exercise our free will to be obedient to him in every facet of our life and go live a life worthy of him. That is, of course, part of how we take up our own cross and follow him, just as he commanded. We heard about that on Saturday. And as we as Christians depend on Jesus' authority, the Christian disciple gains wisdom, guidance, and power. Now, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, as we believe, then the disciples would not have had a story to tell. But Jesus had indeed risen from the dead, and the early church exploded numerically as the 12 disciples exercised Jesus' authority and his power. We read about the growth of the early church in the book of Acts in the Bible. Christianity is a faith whereby all Christian disciples, all followers of Jesus, are to go about telling others and showing others of the goodness of God. Indeed, God himself is a missionary God. Ever since Genesis 3 and the fall of mankind, God has been on a mission to bring and call people back to himself. That was the purpose of the nation of Israel. Israel was to be a light to all nations of the goodness and glory of God. That was the purpose when God, who is outside of time and space, entered human history, entered human time, took on human flesh, and restricted himself in a human body as this man we know as Jesus Christ. And Jesus' whole mission was one of calling people back to life in God. And as followers of Jesus Christ, we are to evangelize. We are to tell and show others about him. Evangelism is showing and telling others of God's message of reconciliation to all people of all time. It's not forcing people to adopt church standards, and nor is it simply a message of join the church as a symbol of good works. If people know you are a Christian, they will be watching how you behave, how you conduct yourself in your life, and they will hear your words. You are a witness for God, whether you want to be or not. Let's all be good witnesses. Let's sow seeds. Somebody else may come along and water those seeds, and yet another be God's assistant in reaping those seeds so that that person you sowed seeds to of the gospel becomes a follower of Jesus Christ. But why do we evangelize? The prime motivation for evangelism is out of gratitude for what God has done, in that we love him because he loved us first. Paul writing in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died." As the servants and followers of Jesus Christ, we are to tell and live out God's reconciling message, the message of Jesus Christ. We are all to do the work of an evangelist, even though not everybody has the specific gift of being an evangelist. Not everybody is like Billy Graham. But we are not just to evangelize, but also we are to disciple. If there are two words that are dirty words in the church of the 21st century, it is evangelism and discipleship. We are to intentionally make disciples of Jesus Christ. In those last words of Matthew's gospel that we read earlier, all Christian disciples are to make disciples throughout the whole earth. And making disciples is not just evangelism, but ensuring that guidance and care is given to these new Christian disciples so they can go on to live a life which is worthy of Jesus Christ. How is this achieved? How can we as Christian disciples exhibit Jesus' authority and power in evangelism and discipleship? Who gives the impetus for us? Who gave the impetus for those first disciples? That is part of the role of the Holy Spirit, who Jesus said would come once he had ascended back to the right hand of God the Father. And the coming of the Holy Spirit was predicted in the writings of what we call the Old Testament. For example, from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, "I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws." This prediction from centuries before ascertained that Almighty and All-Powerful God will indwell those who follow him, live within them. Throughout his ministry, Jesus had talked about how after he was to depart, that the Holy Spirit would come. And we know from other writings in the New Testament who the Holy Spirit is and what his ministry is. As we've seen, the good news is that Jesus is still living. The rest of the four Gospels and the beginning of the book of Acts tell us a little more of what Jesus did before he ascended into the heavens. But evangelism and discipleship show that Jesus still meets with people at the present time. How does he do this? Jesus walks with us wherever we go, and in particular through the darkest periods of our life. I know that for a fact for myself. And just as he did with the two people on the road to Emmaus, he walks with those who proclaim to follow him. Mark chapter 16, verse 12 to 13, and Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 32. Jesus speaks whenever the Bible is faithfully preached and read from, just as he opened the eyes of those on the Emmaus Road when he explained the scriptures to them. Jesus meets us in the communion or the Lord's Supper with the bread and the wine, which symbolizes his flesh and blood as an act of remembrance of what he did for humanity, just as he promised on that last night. But that's not the end, because Jesus has promised that he's coming again. Coming again, not as a baby next time, but as an all-conquering Son of God in judgment to gather those who follow him. Are you ready? Thanks for joining us on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Or you can buy our books at pulptheology.com. See you later.